When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Well, come on in, my little podcasting piggies. I can see you snuffling your trout to the trough of content. Hello, yes, it's me, and I've taken a break from touching myself to say welcome to another edition of Cuddle Club. This week we've got Fern Brady, who is, she's great. My flatmate Lick McQueen's just walked in, smiling away and nodding away, encouraging faith. Have you been in the gym all this time? Oh, well, I was going to say. Where have you been? Well, he's been at football. Okay, well, we'll have other answers to questions you didn't ask later in the show. Fern, hello, baby.
Hello.
You look like a lovely cat today.
Thanks. I had my hair cut and it was meant to be all like nice and like, it just looks shit.
It looks lovely. You look like a cat. I can't think of any bigger compliment anyway.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, can you?
You look lovely as always. I've always wanted to be on this podcast, but I thought I would never get on it because of a reputation for not cuddling.
Really? So what, you think you've got a double hard bastard reputation?
Yeah, but I made sure to cuddle you last time I saw you.
Did you do it on purpose?
Well, I was really excited that you offered to cuddle me because I thought you wouldn't.
Oh, I love a cuddle. You know me, true to form. Also, I like interviewing people that hate cuddles on it. Like we had Ben Miller who was like, nah, not bothered about any of it.
I love cuddles. I ask for cuddles all the time from
Do
my boyfriend.
You?
Yeah.
Just a little autistic girl wanting a cuddle.
Well, I'll tell you what I find I don't like though is I don't like when people get sex mixed up with romance. So yeah. I remember once I shagged this guy, like some random stranger, and he was English, and then afterwards he said, do you cuddle? And I thought, yeah, we're not fucking strangers, are you kidding? And then he was trying to cuddle me and it was so, I felt violated.
Really? That's so bizarre. So you wouldn't, I like it all in one go. Give me the package, even if it's a one night stand.
Take
some affection. Really?
I only have one night stands with people I have no respect for. I cuddle my boyfriend all the time, every day, because that's the cuddle of true love.
My theory on one night stands is they're better if you've got a connection, any sort of connection, like an understanding. You don't have to like. It's very English actually to be like, put your bits in me and then let's not look at each other again. That's very English, full of shame.
Well, and I'm a Catholic as well, so
yeah.
The best sex is one where it feels all wrong and sinful. I don't really understand people that want to make a connection. I don't even want to talk to the person after the filth.
It's a service. It's just a service. In and out.
Well, I'm very all or nothing, whereas if I go out with someone, I'm very devoted to them.
You've got a 1930s man's approach to sex. It's Madonna or whore.
Very much, yeah. I'll tell you another weird thing. I don't like cuddling my mum or my dad or even my brothers, actually.
Now, that's weird because you're not sleeping with them, so you would think that they would go in the affection in the affection pile.
You're making so many assumptions.
I am.
Well, I remember the last time I cuddled with my brothers was when they both moved to China, and I thought, well, I probably should now because I won't see them again.
Why? Why don't you cuddle your brother or your mum or dad?
It just feels, especially with my mum, it feels a bit disgusting, like we're going to get off with each other or something.
Fun.
And she doesn't want to cuddle me either.
Wow. You're a psychologist dream. I love it.
It's no surprise I'm in comedy. And then with my dad, I'm good friends with my dad. And if I cuddle him, I wouldn't fully like hug him tight. We just sort of loop our arms around each other a bit. And then I reach my cheek out for a kiss.
Because you can't trust yourself, I guess.
I don't know why we don't. None of them abused me.
When I cuddle your dad, I'm going in bits to bits. You know that.
We're cuddling up, we're cuddling down, we're cuddling all around.
Are you ready for your quickfire round?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I wrote this before we got speaking. Oh, my God. You won't believe how in tune we are. Oh, hang on. I'm missing a question. Do you want to ask yourself a question?
Me?
Yeah.
Fern, why don't you want to hug your mom? I don't know.
That's a lovely one. We will be coming back to that one as well. Okay. Question two, romance or tanks? Romance or tanks?
Tanks?
Yeah. It's a quick fire round.
Oh, I love romance. Romance.
Romance. Okay. Everyone thinks you slept with your cousin. Ah, no. Oh, would you rather?
How do they know? No. He was my second cousin and he lived in France, so I didn't really know.
Did you really?
No.
Did you? Oh. Would you rather that people think you slept with your brother but you didn't, or people don't think you slept with your brother but you did?
Oh, there was this girl at our school and everyone said that she shagged her brother and that was who she had her baby to. And it was because he said that it was because at a Christmas party, she was lying on a bed under a pile of coats and he didn't know it was her. So he shagged her. I mean, that's not answering the question.
Do you think that's true then? Did he shag his sister?
In my time, yeah.
Oh my God, probably. So
I would rather everyone's thought that about me rather than
well, that's a lovely answer.
Thank you.
And that's a lovely answer. Welcome to Cuddle Club. And how do you feel about the word cuddle?
Great. I say cuddle every day because I demand them like a toddler.
That is nice. And is your boyfriend into it?
Yeah, he said that I want a bit too much cuddles, but it's because I don't like cuddling a lot of other people that he's the only resource for it.
He's your main source, isn't he? Well, I came in and had a little one, didn't I? You didn't mind that?
Yeah, that's because I think you're great and you don't seem to understand that enough. I'm a big fan.
I do, but we'll get on to the hilarious. I do actually, but it took me a while. It took me a while to understand your crazy ways. And I'm big fan now, you know.
Thank you.
And you made me do a little bit of work on myself, actually.
Oh, yeah. I said something, you said, oh, don't worry, we're all just baby angels doing our best.
Yeah. And you did say a couple of things that brought out my insecurities and I was like, oh, right, that's not your problem, that's my problem. And then I had a little word with myself and then felt better for it. But when you got diagnosed with autism, was it a sweet relief?
No, I just felt really gross and shit.
Did
and
you?
Sad. Yeah.
Why?
Because I was like, oh, well, it's definitely real now. And I just felt like I wished I hadn't bothered getting diagnosed. So no, it wasn't cathartic. But I'm glad more people know about it.
And you got a book deal.
I got a book deal, yeah. To be fair though, I'm like a decent writer and I'd been writing something prior to that.
Yeah. But you know, it's nice to have a hook, isn't it? It's nice to have a hook.
Oh yeah, but this isn't going to be an autism book by numbers by any measure.
That's a shame because it'll take you less time if you just pop it on the hook. So anyway, you're not a fan of the diagnosis. That is a shame. I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, I feel better about it now because you get, like, I don't like therapists or doctors or anything, but I got an amazing one who, like, teaches me why people make certain faces or why people say certain things. Because I was like, why do people make this face when I tell them I'm autistic? And then I would make the face. And she said, neurotypical people are very socially driven. So rather than replying to something honestly, they will reply to something that will get them the most social approval. And it's so interesting.
That is fascinating.
Well, so for example, when I tried to tell people, they would make a strange pursed lips face. And I thought it was because they thought that I was a liar or attention seeking or something like that. But it's actually because they're so frightened of saying the wrong thing and suffering some social consequence from it that they don't know what to say. I've got like a notebook of all the things she's told me of, like things wow. neurotypical people do and say. She also said, like, I have to stop separating everyone into good or evil because I tend to do that. It's yeah. like an all or nothing.
Go on, take us back then.
History.
The past.
Memories.
When stuff was cheaper, then.
Woolworths.
Coffee wasn't a good.
Instant coffee, is it the war? It's not the war, is it? Okay, right. So can you remember cuddling your mum when you was little?
No, but I mean, fuck. Well, yeah, but not in a way that I replay over and over.
No, but can you, did she must have cuddled you when you were little.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't like you, does she?
Well, no, we're very different. She's very girly and her sense of humour is based on, like, amusing coincidences that happened in her village.
Sounds great, actually. Is that a sitcom?
She phoned me up one time. She was like, Fern, don't you just love sparkly shoes? And I was like, nah. She's just very girly. We get on better now, but from what I've seen of the way other people are with their mums, I'd be more mates with my dad because he's very similar to me. Autistic.
Give her a little squeeze before she goes, won't you?
She's not that old.
How old is she?
Oh, like 62. And my dad's really young. He's like in his 50s.
Oh, I love that. A younger. What? So when did he have you? When he was how old?
When he was 23.
What an idiot.
It's not because, well, like my boyfriend said, the way me and my dad interact, he said he's never seen two people just hurling insults like that and talking so, because his parents are old people.
Yeah.
So he's very respectful towards them.
Yeah, that's nice. Why, did he have you at 23 as a mistake or what went on there then?
Yeah, we're Catholic. No children are planned.
Right. And then what, so they were already married and then they just thought?
No, they got married because of me.
Right.
You have to understand where I'm from is like 1950s Donegal.
And are you still practicing?
No, but it's like Judaism and that you can't ever leave. You still have to go to these mad funerals and stuff.
You know. Are your mum and dad still into it or not?
My mum isn't, and my dad like believes in heaven and that we all become angels and stuff.
Aww.
Which isn't even accurate compared to what the Bible says, because angels were never humans.
Mm.
But my dad thinks that we like grow wings and stuff.
Oh, let him dream, babe.
From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts.
Are you good at chatting people up?
Yeah.
Are you? Go on.
Well, no, not now, but I was when I was younger, I think, because I can't read non-verbal cues. I used to read girls' magazines, teen magazines, to learn body language. And I read that if someone has 1 foot pointing towards you, if I pass on nothing, nothing else in life, this is all I want to pass on. Someone has 1 foot pointing towards you and they're chatting to you, like a right angle, they fancy you.
Yeah.
And this has never failed me. I've honestly been knocked back by one guy and I've been knocked back by like one girl because she was straight.
Wow.
Or she weren't ready to admit she was bi.
Wow. Because the old footsie. Because you don't go in unless the footsie's pointing.
Well, that, yeah, I have to check, yeah, the foot thing. I mean, some people are more obvious than that, but men are really, really easy to read compared to women.
Yeah, I read about the foot thing, and then I noticed myself doing it. If I did fancy someone, I noticed my foot was, like, you know, at a side angle facing them.
Yeah, or women do things like sweep their hair back from their face because it's like sweeping a veil back, like a bridal veil, supposedly.
I think
their lips and their neck.
I think they're sweeping their hair back, reminding you of sex, like when your hair's over yourself in sex. I think that a fucking man wrote that, thinking that all women want to get married. Fucking hell. Fucking hell. Where'd you get that from? Your Chrizo Bible. As if a woman gets turned on, she's thinking about marriage. Like, she's thinking about dicks, surely. Or whatever.
Yeah, sorry. I can't believe I never even questioned that before. Like, why would, yeah. I'm not good at chatting people up now though. I had a little breakup in the lockdown. And then I tried to chat someone up online.
Oh no, did you break up with your boyfriend in the lockdown?
Yeah, but only for like 2 weeks.
No, I hate that. Why?
Because it's terrible living together all the time in lockdown. But it was nothing personal to him. And then I was trying to chat someone up online. And I said, how much can you deadlift? And that was my chat online, which is shit. and then they told me, and they were like, how much can you deadlift? And I went, more than you, as if anyone wants to hear that.
You went in hard on the competition. Yeah, I think I think your boyfriend's quite safe, don't you?
Yeah. He said I wasn't good at chatting him up when I met him.
Why?
Because I just would go over to, we worked in an office together, and I would go over and say, do we have a meeting on today at 1? And you'd be like, no, what are you talking about? And then I was like, oh, never mind. We'll just go away.
That's so sweet.
He found out I did comedy on the side and would email me puns. Which made me feel sick.
Aww, with love.
No. I was like, oh, gross.
Yeah, I know. What do you do? Yeah, I know. If someone finds out you do comedy and then they email you puns, that's hats off to you that you're together really after that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, I'd like a one-way ticket to Cuddle City Central, please. Okay.
Are you ready for the touch quiz?
Yes.
Well, I'm thinking about touching something and you have to guess what it is. And you have 5 questions. It's quite hard, actually. No one ever really gets it right.
Oh.
Go on,
is
then.
Is it the wings of Archangel Michael?
That's a lovely guess, but it's not on this occasion. Maybe it will be next week.
Your boyfriend's gooch.
No, it's not. I'm not thinking about that 24/7, just when it's appropriate. Actually, I used to be horny all the time and now I'm not at all. Isn't that weird?
Well, do you get it? So I've started to get insane horniness when I'm ovulating to the point that it's like unbearable for 2 days and I just fancy everyone.
Wow.
And I think it's because my body is trying to trick me into having a baby.
Yeah, no, I don't get that. I think my body's given up. I think my body's like, yeah, I think we're better off not doing that. So you can't wiggle out of it that easily.
And
I will say, I did give you a clue. I said you can't wiggle your way out of it that quickly, and within that sentence is one of your clues.
Wiggle? Are you touching a rollerblade?
What's that got to do with wiggling?
I don't know, because you wiggle around on roller skates.
Yeah, I do wiggle around, I suppose, yeah. I'll give you another clue. You weren't far off when you said my boyfriend's pecker. But it's more innocent.
You're touching your boyfriend's willy.
No, I'm not touching my boyfriend. No, it's very innocent. I'm just saying.
His pants.
No, it's a fucking worm, Fern, if you had to push me.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
You don't have to get it. Don't be sorry, please.
I can't stop smiling talking to you, but then I can see my big chubby face in the camera.
I love that face.
Happiness and self-loving.
I love that face. You know what? You got to get on board with your face. It's a lovely face. You spend that money that you spend on fillers just accepting that lovely face. People would love that face on their head, on their shoulder. People, there's many people running out there that would love to pop that head on their shoulders.
A big reason I wanted to write more stuff actually is because I really hate how much like telly things make you care about silly stuff like looks and what you're wearing. And know who I would love to be like? I'm obsessed with Miriam Margolyes. Is that how you say her surname?
I'm not sure.
So I used to think it was Margoyles.
Oh, yeah, maybe it's that. I don't really know. Let's phone her up and ask her.
When you're talking about people that just say whatever, she's so, so funny.
That's one good thing about getting older. I'm just going to be like, I'm taking myself off the market of, it doesn't matter. You know, because like women have to be, or we feel like our power is in being desirable or fuckable. And as you get older, that is obviously waning by society. So you're not in the competition. So you're like, well, do what you like. I hate to be all groovy, but have you heard of the movies? Okay, then, what's the best on-screen cuddle?
Edward Scissorhands cuddling Winona Ryder with his big knife hands, because that film's about autism, obviously.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he wants to show he loves people, but he just hurts them with his big knife hands. And he has special talents, like cutting hedges and cutting people's hair all fancy. And that's why he has to go and live in his mansion as a hermit.
Wow.
Because, like, society just doesn't accept them. Or they accept them in a sort of conditional way. You know, they accept them for his special talents, but they don't accept them as a whole person. I'm sure the person that wrote the stories has explicitly stated.
Wow, I'm going to go back and watch that when I get the chance. Yeah. When I get the chance. You know, if you get the chance, watch it again. That's what I'll say.
I love it. And I do think Tim Burton... it's been speculated he has it. Yeah, him and Helena Bonham Carter lived in separate but adjoining houses.
Yeah.
That's what I would like.
What? Where did you live when you split up with your boyfriend for 2 weeks?
In the same house because we have a mortgage together.
Well, you could put this music under anything. Have you had any weird worst or best cuddles?
Yeah, so I tried loads to get out of cuddles with people politely, men in comedy, and sometimes they go in for a kiss on your cheek, like men who don't even know. This has all stopped as much since Me Too. So I used to try and like move out the way from men cuddling me and kissing my face, but then they would end up just getting your ear or your neck, which is even worse.
Yeah. Ducking, duck and dive to kind of...
Yeah, but then after all the stuff about men being pervs, all the nice guys that I wanted to cuddle wouldn't cuddle me anymore.
I know,
and all the
I
pervs
know.
Just kept cuddling. So there was one time I saw Brett Goldstein.
Oh, you always want to cuddle with Brett. You always want.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's so mad with Brett because he so looks like a... movie star, but is a nice person, and I think because I was such an ugly child at school, I always think good looking men are going to be like horrible. So Brett's so lovely, and he said, "Oh, Fern doesn't like cuddles," and I was like, "No, I like cuddles."
start deadlifting him.
Yeah.
Right, best cuddle.
Not from Brett Goldstein.
Yeah, not from Brett Goldstein if you can.
That would be mental if that was the best ever. Well, I've already mentioned my boyfriend a lot, but I love to cuddle him.
Aww.
After a I've been away on tour, but I also love to cuddle my little granny. She's dead now. Can I answer the question about who would I cuddle if they were dead or alive?
Yeah,
cuddle my granny, but alive, not dead.
Yeah, that's very classy, actually, Fern.
Because I have a lot of guilt. The thing I feel guiltiest about in my whole life was one time when I was a little kid, not to blame everything on Asperger's, but I didn't like other people sleeping in my bed or anything. And my granny was sleeping in my bed and she was like disabled because she'd been run over by a car.
Oh, anyway, no.
She was cuddling me and I said, get out of my bed now and go and sleep on the couch. And I like, kicked my granny out of the bed.
Oh, wow.
And she went, oh, all in, please don't. And I was like, get out of my room. But luckily I got her forgiveness before she died. I brought this up when I was an adult. I said, do you remember when I kicked you out of the bed? And she was like, oh, don't worry about it.
Oh, so cute.
Imagine kicking your granny out of bed.
It's rough after she's been run over. It's a rough life.
Yeah.
Go and sleep on the sofa like a dog. Poor old granny.
Yeah.
And is that how she died?
No, she lived like another 20 years or something. She didn't die from my little child legs kicking her out of bed.
Well, it could have been worse, I guess. Also, all this time I've said autism and it's Asperger's, of course.
No. So this is dumb rules on it. They used to call it Asperger's. They don't call it that now. They call it autism spectrum disorder because Asperger's has a link with the Nazis. So I'm not being all like woke and PC when I say not to call it that.
And do you have a link with the Nazis?
I don't think so. I had my DNA done for that Dave show I was doing with Ivo and Darren.
Yeah.
And they said my results were shockingly boring. I'm like 98.7% Irish. Nothing interesting at all.
Irish. You would have thought Scottish, actually, at the end of the day.
No, well, I figured it was going to be pretty Irish because anyone Catholic in Scotland came over from Ireland.
Right. Do you want your cuddle type?
Yes, please.
Okay, I put it into the calculator and then it just gives you your
cool
cuddle. Yeah, it's a new bit of kit that we've got.
Oh, great.
Okay, here it is, your cuddle type. It's a pony. Strong and stable, you'll only bolt if they deserve it. And you look lovely in your field. You'll shit all over something if you feel to, and that's fantastic power to have. Stay true to yourself, pony, and clibbity-clop out of here.
Hey.
That's not bad.
I do actually go and see a little pony every Christmas because Connor's dad has a miniature pony called Valentine that he rescued on Valentine's Day.
Oh, what?
It's
what?
A little wild pony.
Wow.
And he tamed it.
When you say rescue, do you mean the pony was running free and he decided to put it in his garden?
No. The little pony was sort of neglected and he took it in and fed it. It still gets to run all around the coast of Ireland.
Lovely.
But yeah, there's more horses and ponies than people in the bit that he's from. So every Christmas I just get to go around cuddling horses.
It's lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So that was Fern Brady. You can follow her online. She's also in a new series on Dave called British as Folk. Check that out on Dave. I love Dave. It's not hard to find Dave. She's also got her own podcast called Wheel of Misfortune. I think it's still running. If not, check out the old episodes. And follow me online at Cuddle Club and at Lou Sanders. And you know what? Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.